You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's got your whole office talking.
What's the tea with Clement Maniatella
on 702?
It's 11:32 and it's time for What's the Tea, Laura? What are you laughing at?
Hi, Cliff. Listeners, bless
okay,
them.
Okay, tell us what we are discussing today on What's the Tea.
So we received an email from Keke, the first one of the year. And she says, morning, Clement and team. I really need some help. I recently came out of a breakup. Oh, sorry. It ended well with my ex, was acrimonious, and we still remain friends. There's just one thing that's bothering me. He still has access to my Netflix account. I can see what he's watching and engaging with when I log on. You know, just context. Yes. You know when you log on, there's the four accounts. So obviously KK's ex is there. I just can't let this go. I just don't have it in my heart to tell him to log off or for me to just change the login password. It's the one thing that's still holding us together. If he logs off, then that's it. We are truly done. Do your listeners have other issues like this? What is that one thing that's keeping them and their exes in touch or together? I can't be the only one.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. And please, guys, send us emails on What's the Tea. If you've got something that you want to share with us, you need advice from the listeners, or you want listeners to share their experience about cm@702.co.za. Last week, we had interesting topics on What's the Tea. So always, always love your suggestions. So they used to date. They've broken up. But the ex still has his Netflix account.
Her Netflix account.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Who sent us a
Keke
message?
Sent it to
Keke,
us. Keke,
okay. So she still has.
He still has. So when she logs on,
yeah.
At the beginning one goes, ta-dum, and then you've got the four accounts. So
okay.
It's like Keke and Mr. X,
okay.
Abel and Clement.
But does Keke want the ex to log off?
Well, I don't know. But what she's saying is, how does she approach that? Because right now that's the last thing keeping them together.
Okay.
So they've cut ties. Yeah. They went their separate ways.
Well, they have it. They're still using the same Netflix account. That's not cutting ties.
Well, that's your answer. So the Netflix account is that one last thing.
Yeah.
And we tweeted about this topic on 702 Twitter account. Mm-hmm. And someone responded saying their kids is the one thing that keeps them and their ex together.
Ah.
So practical examples. And how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Because someone yesterday said, I'm just going to change the password in the middle of the series.
Yeah.
So someone's now watching it and then
imagine
they log on
Succession.
For the final episode of Squid Game and you can't watch because you don't know the password.
And you can call me and say, hey,
exactly.
Hello, ex.
That's exactly
What's
it.
That password again?
Exactly.
Okay, 011-883-0702. What's the one thing that's still keeping you and your ex-partner, whether it's your ex-husband, your ex-wife, your ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, what's that one thing that's still keeping you guys together? You've broken up, but there's still that one thing that really still links the two of you. In this case, Keke says, we share a Netflix account, and Keke feels the minute that he logs out, then that's it. That's the end, really, because then we're not communicating anymore. There's nothing linking us together. What's that one thing for you? Give me a call or send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. So, Laura, I think for me, it's been... So I mentioned earlier that, when they have a relationship with your family, like, is that also a link? Like, if your ex still talks to your sister, your brother, or maybe your parents, because that's still a link, right? That's the one thing. Have you ever had something?
So I mean, I can't think of with an ex, but if I had to have an ex, the one thing would be on the Discovery Insure app, we've got both of our cars. And sometimes I can see like the trip results from his car. So if he's, you know, when you drive, okay, I don't know if you know how the app works, but you'll drive and then we'll record how you drive and we'll send the results and your points you get every time you
go to a
trip.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
So if you have two cars, then you get the second person's results as well. So imagine how you've broken up with a person. First of all, you can see where they're moving around because you can see the trip. Second of all, you can see
like he went
how
back
they're
to
driving.
Her.
Yeah, I'd be like, geez, you shouldn't have braked so hard there. maybe that's
okay.
Something. Yeah,
that's really interesting. All right, thank you, Laura. Your calls 011-883-0702. Keke is like, that's one thing holding us together. What's the one thing that's holding you guys together? Someone on Twitter says, well, it's the kids. Really, that are still holding us together. Someone actually just sent a message, says, hi, Clement, mine is work. We work together. It's been the most painful thing to experience this month. Sure, I'm so sorry about that. Imagine, you've broken up with someone, and especially if it was really a terrible breakup and you have to see them at work every single day. Yeah, that can be a lot. Really, that can really be a lot. What about a bank card? What if you've given your partner like a bank card? Like you guys share a bank card. Like when you break up, is it one of the things that you're like, okay, can I have that, please? Is it one of those things? And also, I'm interested to hear from, if there is a relationship existing, are you comfortable with your partner, right, sharing his or her Netflix password with somebody else? Are you comfortable with that? Especially the ex. So it's okay if it's a brother, if it's a cousin, but are you really comfortable if your partner says, yeah, my ex is also on using this account? Or is that off bounds for you? Give me a call, send me a WhatsApp voice note.
Oh, Clement, for us, it's definitely the kids. Oh, it is definitely two kids that are still keeping us connected or in contact or whatever. And unfortunately, it's for life. Oh, God.
Yeah, that is for life. Someone else says, yo, Clement, Keke is blessed that it's just a Netflix account. Now we share a bond. Imagine, we can't sell because it's making money. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, and that is linking you guys together. I mean, obviously, doesn't mean you must meet often or have a conversation often. Obviously, when there are issues with the property, you have to discuss them. But at least it's making you money, right? Huh? At least it's making you money.
Hi. Okay, so just listening in regarding this whole ex and what's keeping you guys together. I had the same situation regarding Netflix. So I just let it go for some time, maybe a couple of months, and then I just got enough. And then I went and I signed out all my devices and I changed the password, and that was that. So I guess she should just go sign out all her devices, change her password, and it's all done. He never came back. He never came back to ask what happened. He was decent enough to kind of like put two and two together, and that was that.
Wow. Also, guys, do you sometimes have pride to go back? I once went back to ask, because we were so Showmax was my account, and I once went back and said, yo, have you changed Netflix accounts? Because I'm not logging in. And this is like, I think, 6 months after the breakup. And you're like, hey, have you changed that account? I can't log in. But maybe what gave me confidence is that, well, we were sharing my Showmax account. So, yeah, I mean, I was bringing in something here. So just tell me, has it changed or not? And yeah, I was told that it was changed and I had to make another plan. Yeah. That's really how it all happened. Lebo, you're in Ferry Nachin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Clement. How are you?
Hey, Tara.
Yo, what an interesting topic. I was married for 10 years.
Mm.
And then I've been divorced now. It's almost 3 years, going on four. And the one thing, there's so many things, obviously, with the long-term relationship that links you back to the previous partner. And I also have, like, your Showmax, your Netflix, but then there's also the kids.
Yeah.
But now here's the weirdest thing. Now, the reason why I phoned is because when I was married to my ex-wife for the 10 years, my sister didn't get along with my ex-wife.
Yeah.
They were not getting along. But after the divorce,
besties.
People are like best friends.
Hey, man.
I'm like, what's going on here? So that's the one thing I wish I could have off. Now I don't even have power to do that anymore. Oh my!
Yeah, so I'm sure when you've got an event at home, Lebo, your sister's gonna invite her, hey?
There was a funeral now this past December, and now
I'm dating somebody new.
Yo,
and it was the weirdest
yo, Lebza. She'd have told her, sit in the car. I'll come get you later, new girlfriend. Oh, that's interesting.
Thanks,
Lebs. That's awkward, hey? Look, not that you owe your ex-wife an explanation when you date somebody else, but can you imagine the first time? Yeah? And all of us, don't lie, when you've broken up with someone, you always wonder who they ended up with. Huh? Don't you? We do. We do. You. It's just a genuine, natural thing. Like, I wonder who they ended up with. Which, and it's not that you haven't, you're not happy, you're not in a happy space, or you've not dealt with the breakup. You have. It's just that you're just curious. And in this case, imagine the first time that your ex-wife or your ex-husband meets your partner. That can be a little awkward. Hi, Clement and team. My ex-girlfriend still uses my bank card details on Uber Eats and Netflix? What? I called her to order last week and said she must pay me back my money. And she was like, I must write the money off. She will not use the details again. She still does the same thing even today. Wow. Wow. Another person says, I pay her phone contract. Yeah? Another SMS says, hi, Clement. My ex and I live in the same complex. We occasionally bump into each other, and it's the most awkward thing, as we do not talk at all. Yo. So when you bump into each other co-gating at the gate, what do? Huh? Hmm? I bought a contract phone for her. This is someone who says, I bought a contract phone for my ex, and I'm still getting the statement. Wow, I wonder if you're calling some of the contact details on that statement. And then someone else says, Eyo, Clement, I'm in Keke's situation and I really want to change the password, but I really feel bad and I don't know how to address it. Why do you want to? Also, why? Like, is it because you've got too many accounts? Or maybe too many people using the same account? Because then if you really had a breakup that wasn't really that terrible and you guys are still talking, well, within limits, of course, why would you need a reason to change the account unless you want to punish someone, right? But if your account is still fine, there are not too many people, it's not disadvantaging you, the fact that he's still using or she's still using the account, why would you want to change it? Yeah? Here's another voice note.
Morning, Clement. Trello here. Is it okay to say what links me and my ex is the love we still share together?
Ish.
We're completely separated, but we seem to still be linked by love. I don't know. Well, by the way, I do have her logins. Every time she has to change the passwords, I get new logins for mine. But she's not comfortable enough to let her family know about that. So she changed my name there on the Netflix.
Ah, you guys must just get back together. That's all. Get back together.
702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
Yeah, you guys are really crazy. Someone says, Tibel on Twitter says, Clement, we broke up 6 months after I took out a contract phone for her. I had to, this person says, I had to continue paying for the remaining 18 months. Well, you had an option to cancel the contract, but then you're a wonderful person, so you wouldn't do that, okay? Bongani, you're in Soweto, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Clement?
Sharp, how's it going?
No, I'm good, man. It's Bongani here.
Sure.
Look, man, I need your advice here, man. Okay, right now I'm on my way to the, I'll put it as an ex. I'm going to the ex home to drop off her things.
You guys broke up?
We broke up. In fact, we had a fight on the 31 December. For some issues of the friends and whatever so on. She preferred friends' sides more than me. Therefore, we had an argument and, So, I don't know, man. Like, she still has that thing in my heart. But now, another side, it says, no, look, this is a toxic relationship. But it's been going on and going on. Try to avoid, try to be patient with her. But look, it's it doesn't go anywhere. It's always fight and fight. Now, I felt this morning, look, I will go to work and come back. I need to go and give her things because I've been communicating with her cousin to ask her, please, can she allow me to come and drop her things?
Oh, but you guys don't live together.
We don't.
Okay,
we
so
need to visit each other.
I'll put it out there to the listeners to advise you as well, Bongani, but one thing I've always known is that if you've broken up with someone for less than 2 weeks, it's still too fresh to even say, yeah, that's over, right? Because sometimes in that moment, you're feeling the emotions. And it's only a month later or 2 months later for most people that you realize this is it, because there's still an opportunity to fix things. I mean, you don't know. What if she calls you tomorrow and realizes, okay, I think I've messed up. I'm willing to do things differently. And it's the 31st of December. Do breakups that happen in December actually count, especially on the 31st? I mean, don't we all misbehave in one way or the other? And I don't know what happened, Bongani, and you don't have to share if you're uncomfortable. But do you not think that it's too early now to be returning
look,
the things?
Look, I, another side, I think I do need a counseling because, look, I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep. I cannot eat. I'm always thinking about her. And
Breakups are hard, man. I know what you're talking about.
It's hard for me.
Yeah.
Hard to,
why don't you talk to her again, Bongs? Like, she's taking your calls, I imagine,
easy.
Right?
No, it's not easy.
Or maybe do this. I know you're on the way now. Why don't you turn back, go to your house, and just give it a week, and then next week, call her and say, listen, I've thought through this. Can we sit down and talk about what happened? And if she's not getting it, she still doesn't want to change in terms of her friendships.
Well, I've been getting calls from her cousins, and they're the ones who are insisting, please meet up with her and fix things. And she was wrong; she admitted it on her ass. And but the fact that she blocked me,
she blocked you.
Yeah, it's on WhatsApp. Yes. She blocked me, and strange to get messages from your cousins, but yet the person she blocked me. So I find it so difficult.
Yeah.
Why should I go back from the toxic relationship? Look, we used to fight every now and then. And for useless things, friends.
Yeah. Ish, look, Bongs, I'll put it out there to some of the listeners. Let's hear what they have to say. But also, I never want to say to people who are in toxic relationships, oh, give it another day, because I don't know the extent of that toxicity. And Bongani, if you feel this is so toxic that I can't take another day, then leave before anything really terrible happens, because toxicity is just not okay. But if you think there's still an opportunity to have a discussion around it, give it a few days. Think more about it, man, and sit down. Tell the cousins to tell her that you guys must meet. Talk about it. If you're not meeting each other somewhere, then walk away, because what's the point of staying with someone and you're raising concerns that are, I imagine, valid in this case, according to your story, and yet they're not doing anything to fix it, right? But if you've got advice for Bongani, please give me a call. Isaac, you're in Orange Farm. Hi.
Hi, Terence.
Sure.
How are you?
Sharp.
Yes, man. Hey, Bongani did go. He's going through a lot. Me, I did have a wife, and then we did have 4 children, and then just because it was like Bongani things, and then we end up breaking up. What makes us close together? It's Kebana Clement.
The kids.
And then Bana,
But does she have a relationship with the kids, Isaac?
Yes. I told the kids, I said, no, to the kids, don't interfere between my fight and your mother's fight. Your mother. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Real one, man. I'm planning now.
Ke
utlwa a bua le ngwana gore hey, a ke a rekela le stationery, a ke a etsa eng, a ke re o ile go batla go dula le ntate wa gago.
Oh no, yeah, when parents start doing that, you've chosen your father, therefore I won't buy you this. And that's basically what Isaac is saying, that what keeps that link between him and his ex-wife is the fact that, I mean, they were married, but it's the kids now. But the ex-wife now doesn't want to support the children because she says, well, you've chosen, you want to stay with your father. Yeah, that's not okay. I think as parents, we need to be more mature in how we approach these things. I mean, do it for your own children. Clement, I'd like to remain anonymous. My ex-husband still uses our residential address. He moved out of the house in 2011. We got divorced in 2015. Yo. And then someone says, oh, by the way, my ex had my Showmax loggings and was happily using it. The problem is that I also shared with my older friend. So Showmax only allows two devices to be watched at the same time. So I changed the details without informing him. My friend and I can't be inconvenienced. This is Lerato in Midrand. Lerato, you chose your ex. I mean, your friend over the ex.
And the fact that the lady had blocked the guy, it shows her she truly loves the guy. If they don't block you and just keep on taking your calls and whatnot, about that, the real relationship is when they block, unblock, block, unblock. So, bruh, go back, take a deep breath, wait for another week. What about now? Things will go back to normal. From what I can pick up, we are Murata and she loves you. So for now, just take a chill pill. Things will be back to normal by next week.
Hi, Clement. I think this is still fresh. This guy must go and speak to the girl. They can still fix it. It's still fresh. I think he's using emotions, making decision on emotions.
I mean, guys, how many times do we break up with our partners? Huh? I mean, people have broken up 10 times before the final breakup. So some of the breakups are not really breakups. They're just like fights. You had a fight and it's okay. Just take a deep breath, think about it, sit down with your person and say, how do we move forward from this? And also, like, breakups that happen on the 31st of December. Really? Imagine breaking up with someone on the 31st of December. Yeah, yeah. No, Bongani, tend the car, brother. Go back home, think about it, and sit down with her. And if it fails through that conversation, then yeah, I think you can decide what to do then.
Clement, it might not be affecting the pockets to have somebody, your ex, on your Netflix, but it might be affecting the heart. So change the password, please.
But Clement, Rena, hey, we're still in the same house.
Sure.
We're still sorting out the house issues. So it is so awkward because we don't talk to each other. We just pass J bumping to each other. It's like, yay.
No.
So Katimiana Mwenje.
That's weird. Yeah, I once stayed also for about a month after the breakup, but it was more cordial. We cook, watch our favorite shows together. That's how cordial it was. And if you're living still in the same house and you're not talking to each other, yeah, I would never want to be in that kind of environment. But yeah, sometimes the circumstances push you to that. So good luck.
Hi, Clement. Now I took a contract for my ex-child and then we broke up while the contract was still active. And yeah, but I didn't cancel it. I waited for it to expire and then it got cancelled after that.
Another message says, hi Clement, I'm a tenant to my ex-boyfriend's Netflix and Showmax accounts. Each time there's a technical issue or he didn't pay, I call him to sort it out. We are still close after an amicable breakup, so that's why we are cool. That's Bonga.